Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. As a tactic gets more popular, it becomes more difficult to be effective. At some point, you got to ask yourself, when is it time to jump ship? There's a lot of mental adjustments we have to make before we let go of what worked before. Here's what I've noticed that works well in my business and what I advise my clients to do as well. First step, stop when your outcomes fade. When results start to plateau, many of us dig in and go faster, all in the spirit of perseverance. Like a car stuck in a muddy ditch, continuing to punch the gas pedal results in spinning our wheels and sinking faster in the mud. The next best step is counterintuitive. Stop what you're doing. If you're not getting a good response anymore, then no one will notice that you've stopped anyway. You need a minute to think and regroup. Second step, separate the moving parts and make a few incremental changes. Don't abandon the ship just yet. At this point, you don't know if one small component is doing all the damage or if the tactic itself is too oversaturated to work. Failure comes in many flavors. So ask yourself, what needs to change here? And more importantly, am I willing to make that change? Third and final step, assess and decide. Based upon the information from the second step, you have enough data to make the big decision. Should you tweak how you use the tactic, or is it time to move on to another approach that's gaining traction? Now check your benchmarks. How bad do the results have to be before you leave an approach behind and find something else? If that line gets crossed, get out. Riding dead horses don't get you anywhere. In our businesses, methods come and go. By knowing when to stop, make incremental changes, and when that fails, go to plan B, we can stop implementing plans with diminishing returns. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.